This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
I want to start with an aura that Rav Hutna, in a few places, makes it on. It's a nekuda that he keeps touching again and again. And I want to understand a little bit in a different way. The aura that he makes on often is that there's many, the inyan of being sameach in a mitzvah is, the Rambam brings it, and it's a pasuk, simchub tov leva, and so on. There's no lack of places where the inyan of doing a mitzvah besimcha is something that's written, that's a chiyuv, that's certainly a big mila. What's unique about Simcha Yisra'eva is that the chiyuv Simcha was doing a pa'ula that's really a hechsha mitzvah. L'mashal, if a person eats the kazayis matzah b'simcha, we understand that that's a big inyan. A person sits in the sukkah b'simcha and says big inyan. If a person is when he's chopping down the wood to make the sukkah, maybe there's some darg of some, you know, this person is a tremendous bala voida, maybe, I don't know, but tachlis, that's not the simcha shel mitzvah that we're talking about. So the maisa mitzvah was the nischa mayim, which was part of the akravas hakorban, which would happen the next day. It was not considered a maisa mitzvah per se, and that's why it wasn't doich anything. It's a hechsher. Somebody who's very besameach when he's sitting the sukkah, so even when he's making the sukkah, he's besimcha. But certainly the dogish of the simcha should not be on the maisa, which is achana. And that's what it is. Betzim, it's sach hakol, it's a hechsher mitzvah. And yet the Simcha Yisra'eva was with the Sheiva, at the Sheiva, around the Sheiva. That was the inyan of the Simcha Yisra'eva. And it begs to understand the Simcha Zu Mazoise. Where's that part of that mitzvah? There's another place where you find a simcha like that, that's similar to it, is by Avos Bikurim, where even though the etzem ma'isa mitzvah was in the Beis Hamikdash, the kriya, the avah, the koyin, and so on, but bringing it was also a whole asik there. But l'ma'isa trying to understand a little bit why, I mean, what's the Simcha Yisra'eva obviously is focusing on an ikuda that is somewhere way before the mitzvah was done. And trying to understand what is the simcha about. There's a musical instrument that's unique to Simcha Yisra'eva, and that's the cholil. The cholil is part of the clay shir of the Mishkan, of the Beis Hamikdash. It's one of the kalim, and as such, it's not even listed first. It's one of the kalim. So there's a few different kalim, and the Mishnah gives a list of how many kalim of each they had, and so on. Simchas Beis HaSheva was meyuchad to the cholil makkah, and that's why when there was Simchas HaSheva, he had the cholil for that, not. And Bikurim. Bikurim also had a cholil go in front of them. The Rambam brings both also, that the cholil was makir lefnehem, and the cholil is the instrument of Simcha Yisra'eva and Bikurim. And again, we're talking about the procession. We're talking about the Bikurim not at the Etzem Maisa Mitzvah, but sort of the lead up to the mitzvah, I guess. So cholil is a very unique instrument. It's a normal instrument like any other instrument, and it's mitzvah to the navel and other things to be part of the klei zimra or klei shir of the Mishkan, of Mikdash, and that's fine. But it has a yuchadika status for over here. The one other place, which is not a simcha actually, that cholil is miyuchad, is for kino. The mekoinim, they had mecholilin, and ani b'Yisrael is not mafkes more to chalilin. Cholil was also the instrument for kina, for some sort of a shira that was very sad and expressed the tsar and so on. But in terms of positive inyanim, the chol had these two mekaymes where it was unique, and that was its tafkin savoida. And interesting, it definitely seemed to delineate that there's a yichud to these two inyanim, and trying a little bit to the hair, what is the yichud of these two inyanim that brings out the special expression that's in a chalo. A carbon, by its nature, needs to be mikem. Barim yakim mikem, gzela is not good. Gzela is not good not only because it's an avera, but you can't, if a person were to take a hefkedika animal and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash without being zeichen it, he can't be magdash it. In order to be magdash something, you have to have a bailos on it, and it's critical for bringing a carbon that it be yours. It's possible you can bring a carbon for another person. There's yours mitzad the kinyan kesev. There's yours mitzad the kapara. But it's certainly, in order to start it, you need, there needs to be a zika of it being yours. The seichel's mechayev that. But let's give an example. If somebody wants to give me a gift, so he brings me a nice gift. It's very, very nice. It's a davar chashev and so on. Imagine a person brings me a hefkedik item. Even if it's very expensive, person found something that hefke. So if he's zeichen it and he gives it to me, then it's a beautiful matana. The pshat is, it's his mamonis. The fact that he got it from hefke is not really my esik. He had it. And the nesinas matana lies a lot with the hefsid mammon as much as with the etzem matana. The fact that it costed you $1,000 to get me such a thing is your nesina. How you got the money is not, again, that's not my asik. But if you just go in the street and you take that dove hefka and you bring it to me without being zeichen it, with spetzim, there's no mammon is being given to me, it's a nice thing that you're shtelling too if you tell me where something is, but it doesn't have a shem mais in a sina. A korban is a metzias of an asina, and because it's a metzias of an asina, that means that it starts out by being yours, and you give it to me. So the critical, the mikem, is a critical part of every carbon, because that's the most of a carbon. That's true about the Avodas Beis HaMikdash. So all Avodas Beis HaMikdash, and that's why carbonis tzibur, you have to be makna them, the person wants to give it for tzibur, you have to be makna to everybody, yofi. The gather of each person being koina chelik in it is vital. That's all of shkolim, because that is the etzemos of a carbon. So the etzem mehus of bringing something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the metzias of is the metzias of the korban is. There's an exception. David HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, or not really built the Beis Hamikdash, but he gathered everything ready and gave over to David HaMelech. Shlomo gave over the sort of that he'd be the one to build the Beis Hamikdash. So Vayivarech David is part of that Maimid, the Vayomim. And there's a pasuk that says, so David HaMelech said, we gathered everything in over here to give to you. So it says, and then he said, V'chi mi ani u'mi ami kinatza koyach l'snadiv kizois. Be'emes, there's nowhere in the world, we be'etzim don't have any koyach to be able to have amassed such an amount of goods to be able to give. We basically took from you and gave to you. In other words, David HaMelech is makir that be'etzim everything that they're being menadif doesn't have a Shem Nedava to it. But be'etzim, it's something which is kol kuloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. And their tafkid is to give from one hand to the other hand. It's as if someone asks me to help him to take something from his right pocket and put in his left pocket. I didn't give anything. I just was helpful in transferring it from point A to point B. But there's no nesina because it never was mine. In other words, be'emes avoida is the in, the out, where a person takes of his and gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a certain type of matana. That's hakrava. But if the yesod of avoida can't be that, the yesod of avoida is that the hakara that kimi yodcha nasanu lecha, that we gave from your hand, we gave to you. But even the sheirish, all I'm doing is completing a cycle where it goes from you and goes on to you. That's the yesod on which it's built. After that, it was built. You have the mahalchim of people being menadiv and menader and so on. But the shirish has to be the hakara that a person doesn't have what it takes to give. And be'etzim, all he's doing is moving pieces around from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the yesodis of the Mikdash. David HaMelech also had a nisuch hamayim. And there's a very, very mysterious parasha. The Gemara darshens it. It says that David HaMelech was in battle. He was very thirsty. It's very unclear. The parasha is very cryptic, but he's very thirsty. And he asked who would go out and risk their lives to bring him water. And his three Gibborim went. And it says in the pasuk, V'loy ova David lishtoisam. David didn't want to drink the water. V'yinasachoisam l'Hashem, and he made a nisuch hamayim takodesh baruch hu. V'yoyim, and he said, Cholil li melekai masoy zois hadam anoshem eila eshte b'nafshoisam eviyum l'ov lishtoisam eila sushloisa gibor. So David HaMelech was oimid that be'etzem this is the dam nefesh of the person. And b'meila, this goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It goes. So David HaMelech was the one who was, and the Gemara darshens from it, that be'etzim he had a shailin halacha. The Gemara says there's also in this parasha is kolol a shailin la halacha of whether or not the different p'turim in the Zikin. And then the Gemara says that from here we learn why is Velavid of the Shtoisam. The Gemara says that there's an Inyan or Halacha Inyan that somebody who's moise nefesh on a dvar Torah, on dvar locha, ein oimrim alocha mishmoy. You don't say it over in his name. And many of the different farshim, different places, understand it to mean that it's a much higher darga. In other words, when you say of halacha in my name, so the halacha is limited. This is what I hold. This is what he holds. If a person is zeicha and the halacha becomes halacha stuma, this is the halacha, then the pshat is by taking himself out of the picture, his achievement is much greater. When halacha said over in a Mishnah b'shem a certain tana, it has a certain status. And there's klolim, machloikis, and so on. When it's a stam Mishnah, it has a very different mishkal in halacha. A stam Mishnah means this is halacha. So whatever the ma'isa was, however it was, the nisuch hamayim that's written in the pasuk is the heard as the halacha, that if somebody's moisa nefesh, you don't say over halacha bishmoy because it becomes kulei Torah. That whatever self is there, the hafka of the self from it is something that is shayach to it's the hafka of self turns the halacha into metzias that supersedes any particular individual, and this becomes the metzias of Torah itself. So David HaMelech was the one, his metzias was to be mafkia kol kuloi, his own metzias, and that's why even though he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, but the site of the Beis HaMikdash was David HaMelech's. The Avoida of Nisuch HaMayim is that we take something that was not transformed in this world at all. Even the world didn't have an effect on it. Normally, the water is transformed into tzameach, the tzameach into a chai, and so on. This is something which is mufka. It's kol kule coming from a mayan. It's kol kule from Kadosh Baruch Hu. I do nothing to be mishabeach the water. I just bring it and makriv it back to the to shefech it, menasech it back into the mizbeach. The nisuch is a form of like vayosech by David. It's not even avoida. It's just giving it totally without me being included. No kapara, no zrika, nothing. And it went down to the shitin, which is the sheirish of the world. It's the basis on which the world stands, because this was a unique avoida. It wasn't an avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. It was something that reaffirmed the basis for avoida, and that's the miyotcha lechonasanu. Of the different kelim that express different inyanim, so you have different dargis. A toif has a very strong coil. It has a large area that I bang, and the strength of the coil is in the thickness of the toif. The material is what gives the toif its metzias. A kinar is a much finer coil, and a kinar has nimen, threads, strands, and the strands are where the coil comes from. A cholil is called cholul. It's hollow, but a sheif is also hollow. A cholil has holes in it. It's missing pieces. And the coil of it, the ne'imus coil of the cholil, is where the beauty of its music comes from. Where the cholil is not, is where its coil comes from. The toif is where the oil of the toif is. The nimen of the kino give that coil. The holes of the cholil is where its coil comes from. When the cholil is when the cholil is refined, until the point where it loses itself, that's where its Ne'imus HaKol comes from. Mora says in Erechin, it says, Tanur Rabbanan, Ovuv Hoya B'Migd, Ovuv, it means a chol, the Mora says. B'Migdash, Dak Hoya, it was thin. Shalkana Hoya, it was out of a reed, which is very simple, very cheap. U'Mimais Maisha Hoya, this came from Maisha's time. Tziva Melech V'Tzipuhu Zov, the king said that they should paint it with gold. They should plate it with gold. And it lost the sweetness of its sound. Not less tzipuyov. They took off the tzipuy by a koyle orav k'mayshahaya. In other words, the cholil is a type of instrument that the more chayma you add to it, the coarser the chayma, the more chayma, it's memayit from its coil. In other words, in other inyanim, there's other kalim are magnificent when they're made of gold and they're thick and they bang and so on. That's mala the coil. The cholil is unique because its beauty of its coil comes from its adinus, its lack of chaymer. Any tzipui, and especially tzipus shel zov, is megarea. There's a nusach in Yerushalmi, brings this over there. It says they made a tikkun. It doesn't even say they play with gold. They try to fix it, and the fixing ruined it. And they left it the way it was broken, and its coil was good like before. In other words, even as a sheva kli, the cholil has its coil adrabe, better as a sheva kli than overbuilt or whatever. You find it fascinating. David HaMelech is the one who we said was miyasid this. In the same maimed that you have of David HaMelech giving over the Binyan Beis Hamikdash to Shlomo, that whole maimed where he sort of makes Shlomo into the Melech, and it goes through this. This whole parsha is there. It says Adonai tried to get the Malchus and the whole story. It says over there that Vayikach Tzorek HaKoyen Shemen Mina Oyel Keren Hashem Mina Oyel Vayimshach HaShloimoy. He was Moishach HaShloimoy Vayisku B'Shoifer Vayomiko HaLaom Yechia Melech HaShloimoy. They were tekeah b'shoifa and machris shloim melech. They needed to be machris b'koil gadol and tekeah b'shoifa. Then it says vayal kolom achrov v'ha'om mechalalim b'chalilim u'smeichen simcha gdoila v'tokah tzukoilom. In other words, the simcha that was of this me'ora was the simcha of being mechalal b'chalilim of because adrab. So when you needed the tekifus of the malchus, the achrozes malchus betkifus, there was dafke betreifer. Sheifer is like the Reb Seidigan says, one of his remozim for sheifer is it's a way in which you mamlich melachim, because that's a faker, that's a strong coil and it's a very powerful coil and so on. But we want to express the simcha and the maimed of David's giving over the malchus of David's miyotchon asan lecha. The mechalim mechalilim is that oifin. So we have an understanding a little bit of the simcha of Simchas HaSheiva. The asiyas mitzvahs, and especially bringing korbanis, is a maaser that requires simcha. And that's very, very chashuv, very important part of the mitzvah. But all my mitzvahs and all karbanas are me taking something that belongs to me, and out of it needs to be mine with bailus, and I need to move it forward and make it kodesh. And that's dover gadol, and that's a inyan of a big simcha. But the yisoid, there's a point where there's a yisoid. Bikurim, I take it the first instance, before anything is done with it. Menachas, you wait for it to be finished and you dry it and you grind it. It's I don't take it straight from the, as soon as it's, you know, as soon as it's budding and take it straight. That's not normally the avoda is. After the gemara is the right time, and the more processed it is, all the menachas, the processing of it made it kosher, the sifting and everything. Bikurim is a type of mitzvah where I take from the earliest sheirish and bring it straight to the mikdash, and that's why there was a simcha in the etzem procession. The simcha of being able to take it from straight, ki'ilu straight from Yad Hashem to Yad Hashem, is an extraordinary simcha that supersedes everything, and that's why cholil was the instrument that walked in front of it. Over here also, and perhaps more so, over here we went and we took water that's flowing, ein lecha dava, that's closer to the sheirish than that. And we did nothing with it but being menasech it. Even the types of simcha that's expressed, the extraordinary things that the Gemara says, that it says that Amar of Shimon Gamliel, she'esameach simcha z'sheva v'noitel shmein avuka shel oyer v'zerek echas v'noitel achas v'noigesu b'zu. So u'keshehu mishtachve noyet shtei goydlo b'aretz v'soyche v'noishek z'aritzpa v'zoykev. So the Gemara says that two things, the Gemara points out, two tricks that Shim Gamaliel did at this simcha. One was the throwing eight lapidim and avukas and having them spin in the air. And one, this, the kida. The havan in these two inyanim was the fact when I take something and I hold something, I'm doing something. When I'm keeping the eight avukas, obviously the number eight has significance to it, but I'm keeping it, it's ki'ilu, the seven of them are in the air, not being held by me. Yes, I'm doing it. But bepoil, my hand is only touching one. So that means it's a hafkor from my asiya. And the ma'aseh hishtachvah of keda is a fascinating, it's a very difficult one. It means the person's normal hishtachvah is flat out on the ground. That's hishtachvah. This type keda is where you're standing and you bend over totally, where with your two thumbs, you touch the ground, and your forehead touches the ground. It's physically very difficult, but the point of it is, when a person lays out on the ground, the person stops being a poyel. He's dead. Dead people lay on the ground. In other words, it's a total isbatlus, but isbatlus where even my, I'm not doing anything. So there's a isbatlus like that. When I'm standing, but my two fingers touch the ground and my head touches the ground, means I'm an oise, I'm still a poil, but everything is from you. In other words, my head is touching the ground, but the goof is there as a mesharis. I'm oimed lesharis. It's a pose of sheiris. Sheiris is bamida. And that, so even when I'm doing the avoda, I'm doing it with total isbatlus. Ishtachavah itself is isbatlus, but there's no avoda in it. There's no way, you can't do anything when you're laying on the ground flat. Here, I'm standing, I'm oimed l'sharis, and yet my sheiris, my head, is bottled to the ground. So the simcha of space ha-sheiva, the inyan of space ha-sheiva is an extraordinary inyan. It's the inyan of the understanding that even though all of avoda requires a sense of shulcha, and it requires that a person be makir in something that's his, and that's what he gives, that's what avoda is, that's what akrava is. I can't be, to give tzedakah, I need to feel it's my money that I worked hard, earned it, and I'm giving it. And all the mitzvahs like that, the pu'ula requires that I give of myself. But there's an akuda where a person has to be makir that I'm not giving anything. That if I have, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked me to pass it on. I'm a delivery boy. That's the sheirish of it. That was the maisa. This simcha, the extraordinary simcha of Simchas HaSheva was, it was a unique avoida where we took from the sheirish, we took from a mayon, all we did was brought it, we didn't touch it, we didn't change it, we didn't even do avoida with it, and we poured it back out. It was the embodiment of miyotcha nesanelecha, which means that that's the ruach of everything we do in Beis HaMikdash. And the expression of it was in the cholul, where the ultimate yofi of a person's expression lies dafka in where the person is not a yesh. The beauty of the cholul lies when the cholul is a kana, when the cholul is dak, when the cholul has holes in it, when the cholul has no tzipu in it, when it's kol kuloi kimat not, when the cholul kimat doesn't exist, that's when its cholul is at its most beautiful.